Well, when I grew up, these resorts had the American plan. Our whole leisure lifestyle for families changed dramatically. And of parents today, you know, they'll come up here maybe once, but the next summer they want to go to Disney World, Disneyland. They want to go to Legoland. They want to go to these other places. They want to take the kids to Spain. You know, there's more money and more of an expectation of sort of a more affluent type of resort experience than was expected in the 20s, 30s, 40s. That's why I think one of the virtues that I hope is maintained is as much state land as possible with access, you know, for people to use it recreationally. Because it's almost like what we're describing as that quaint, wonderful old resort, as it disappears, it can be afforded by only the very wealthy.